بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is الشرف ودار الشيخ حضرت حكيم محمد أخضر صاحب. The title is إن آما آه سهر دي كتيه. يا إن آما آه سهر دي كتيه مدینے کی شاموں سحر دیکھتے ہیں، یا ان آم آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شاموں سحر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با سحر دیکھتے، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، بفرتے محبت پشو کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں، بفرتے محبت پشو کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں،
ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر تصور میں ہم ان کے کر دیکھ دے جو روزے پہ حاضر جو روزے پہ حاضر سلام جو روزے پہ حاضر سلاتے ہوئے ہم دو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر سلاتی ہوئے ہیں دو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ سلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں ہے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلے علا کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلے علی کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. اما بعد, this beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ حضرت teaching us how to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person has to strive to get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the condition for true iman. Without the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person can dream of getting the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this also we can only learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Ahlullah. Without their company, we won't able to learn how to love Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in turn, we won't able to get the true love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, which is the real object and purpose of our life. And then Hazrat teaches us here, when you come in the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and you start learning and getting an iota or a glimpse of what is the greatness of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can't even imagine. But just reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Mubarak way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then a person takes out time, middle of the night, and cries to Allah Rabbul Izzat and begs Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, just give me an opportunity to be present at the Rauza-e Paak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when a person does this, Hazrat explains here in this beautiful poem, Ye in aam aahe sahar dekhte hai, that we see this great favor of yours, O Allah, that we begged you, that tears that came out middle of the night at the time of tahajjud, that sighs of grief and yearning and begging you that, oh Allah, we want to be present at the Rauza-e Paak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from this, Hazrat is teaching us here that this is not dependent on a person's position, on his wealth, on the outward conditions, etc. This is totally by the mercy and the grace and the fazl and karam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala all the time
And the way more we beg Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala removes all condition. And a person himself will be shocked at me, a useless servant like me, standing right at the darbar of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then a person realizes it's not my ability in the least, but I'm not worthy of even being present here. It is only the special favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says, Ye in aame aahe sahar dekhte hai, Madina ke shamo sahar dekhte hai. That I see the very, very special favor that Allah Ta'ala has accepted my dua and my plea at the time of tahajjud. That me standing and seeing the beautiful morning and the beautiful evening of Madinatul Munawwara, that being present in Madinatul Munawwara, and as we learn from our Hazrat, even if bodily we can't be present, but at least our ruh, our heart should be present. And like Hazrat teaches us today with technology, every small thing is the zoom. Rather let us zoom in that we are at the Rauza-e Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we were hearing this beautiful ash'ar, we all could have zoomed in and think that we right at the Mubarak Rauza of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and imagine that me just at the Rauza of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not me, it is only Allah Ta'ala's special mercy and kindness. Then Hazrat explained, then when you come to realize who our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, then you'll find jise aapka ba khabar dekhte hain, usse ghair se be khabar dekhte hain. That oh, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in turn this will in the turn into the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that who we find, who knows, who comes and have iota of realization of the beautiful life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that usse ghair se be khabar dekhta hai. Then you see they are unmindful of every other way of life besides the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person who gets a slight connection and starts getting the marifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, he is totally unmindful of everybody else. He is not concerned of anything or everybody else. And not even worried worse of the media, etc., that makes you totally unmindful of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Allah Rabbul Izzat's love. So this is what we have to make an effort to gain, the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And thus come, we have to climb up the step ladder. First learn to love the Ahlullah, our Shaykh, our Mashayikh. Then we will start learning to get the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we can desire and beg Allah to get the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then a person will realize, Ghulami se teri ghulamo ka rutba, malaik se bhi fauk tar dekhte hain. How to become the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is the greatest honor. To be the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat is the greatest honor of any person. And to become the slave of Allah, Allah has made us his slaves. But to realize and to love like a slave, we have to learn how to become the slave of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they realize that we are the slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat, they have learned it from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now they were prepared to give their lives anywhere in the world. They will not forgo one sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Will not be overtaken by any other lifestyle. And when that happens, that a person becomes the true slave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you become the true slave of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala's system is, that person Allah raises you above the stages of the malaika also. The angels start envying you. Are we angels or are these people angels? That these people who got so lot desire, so lot attraction, etc., but they don't look askance at any other way of life, at any other thing but the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And unfortunately, myself today, the ummah, we have turned askance so much from the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have become the slaves of the world today. And not only the slaves of the world, Allahu Akbar. The world is the non-Muslim world trampling upon those people that are supposed to be higher than the malaika. So we have to turn our direction back to the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat then further explained that what can we ever think of the Mubarak, beautiful personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his Mubarak Sunnah, that is beyond. It's far above that we can even imagine. just the beautiful dome under which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, that beautiful green dome. Hazrat says, tajalli jo hai sabz gumbad pe har dam, usse rashk shams o kamar dekhte hain. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala special effulgence of noor and Allah Ta'ala special rahmat that is descending just upon the Mubarak dome, under which that dome becomes so Mubarak because who is resting under that honorable dome? The greatest personality, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And anything that has got slight attachment to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, its value is beyond this world. Its value the whole world cannot pay. So that beautiful green dome, Hazrat says Allah's special focus and attention is on there, that we find that the sun and the moon of this world, it envies that what is our life. Just the dome has got so much noor in it, then what can be said of the noor of the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Allah Ta'ala Himself has taught us, that if you want to become an enlightened person, فَجَّاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, that undoubtedly, directly from Allah Ta'ala, the greatest light that led the entire earth and led the entire lives of people and will keep on lighting this, is the beautiful embodiment of the noor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the direct the effect of Qur'an-i Kareem. That is, the embodiment of Qur'an-i Kareem was in the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Hazrat further paints a beautiful picture directly in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these are the Ahlullah, that how their hearts go directly close to the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That forget the Medina Sharif of today, that we are attracted by the outward buildings and we are looking at all the outward umbrellas, etc. Hazrat says, think of the real Medina Sharif. Medina ka geographia dekar hum ajab hal kalb wa jigar dekhte hain. That Hazrat says, when we think of the geography, how Medina Sharif, that humble city in which when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his Mubarak footsteps, it became the greatest place, and till today, even Jannat envies Medina Sharif, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there presently. So that if you just think of the geography of Medina Sharif, that beautiful humble gullies and that small homes that were so closely attached to the masjid, and the harder condition of the people, when they lived simple, they were the most honorable people in the world. Hazrat says, if you just turn your attention and think of the geography of Medina Sharif, you will see there's a very strange condition that goes through your heart and your lover. In other words, your whole body, it goes through a different condition. That what was the condition of the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? What Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an effort that changed such a world, and the humble city of Medina Sharif, that noor is spreading till today throughout the world. And then Hazrat explained, now how do you visualize the geography of Madinatul Munawwara? Tasawwur mein aata hai jab sabze gumbad to iman ko garam kar dete hai. That when you just ponder and think in your mind already, just imagine that you are looking at the Mubarak dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then a person with iman, he'll definitely find that his iman will be increasing now. The warmth of his iman is just getting, the heat of iman is increasing just by imagining of the Mubarak dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thus Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi explained so beautifully, that many people object of tasawwur a sheikh, that how can you think of your sheikh? He says, this is nothing difficult to think about. Tasawwur means that who you love, automatically he's in your mind, he's in your thoughts all the time. So a person who automatically just comes in your thoughts, there's nothing wrong with that. And that is a means of increasing our iman. And it starts from the bottom. When a person has love for his sheikh, wherever he will be, just automatically the tasawwur and the thought and the form of his sheikh will come in front of him. And then what can be said when you come on the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Whatever you're doing, as Hazrat says, our basic things that we are doing daily, just to think that my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this. Now just to put on your shoes with the right foot first, just to think it was the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That imagination and that tasawwur of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in the heart, you will see how your iman will start getting more strong and hotter. Then what is all the attraction to everything else? the filthy, dirty lifestyle of everything else will just automatically come out of our lives, and a person's direction will come right. And then Hazrat says, this will come as you come in the company of the friends of Allah, and you start getting the ma'rifat and the recognition of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then when that drop of the love of Allah comes in the heart, وَفَرْتِ مُحَبَّتْ وَشَوْكِ نَظَرْ ہم مدینہ کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں. Then Hazrat says, what extreme love, that your love will be, so to say, bubbling in your heart and in your whole body, and what extreme enthusiasm and release. Now you're looking at, just forget the Mubarak dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every gully, every wall, every alley of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you look at it, what great enjoyment, what great love. Allahu Akbar. As we see Layla and Majnu, Majnu was so mad over Layla without even seeing her. But he says, even I used to kiss this wall and kiss that wall, not be out of the love of the wall of the city, but out of the love of my beloved. So everything that is attached to your beloved, then you have great love for it. And then as we learn here from these Mubarak Majalis, then we won't just say Medina, we say Medina to Munawwara, Medina Sharif. Then we will learn respect and adab also. So this is what we learn, that is love. And love on its own, muhabbat khud sikati adabi muhabbat. Love will teach you itself what are the etiquettes of love. That what great love we take the honorable Mubarak name of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a person, nobody will have to remind us, recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our tongue, our lips won't be tongue-tied, as our Hazrat explained, that our lips are so tight lips, we are not enjoying what a great, beautiful nazam. A person should be in ecstasy by now, and just drowning in the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagining ourselves right at Madinah to Munawwara. And then further, look at the Ahlullah, that Hazrat says, forget Allahu Akbar, look at the surroundings of Madinah to Munawwara. Today when we think of Madinah to Munawwara, myself, I must think, what goes in my heart, this hotel, that hotel, the Ahlullah, what they think of Madinah to Munawwara. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Uthman wa Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Haydar Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Tasawur mein hum unke dar dar dekhte hain. That we are now imagining and we are picturing that Allahu Akbar, the beautiful homes of the great Khulafai Rashideen, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Uthman Ghani, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and how they are all coming out from their homes to the Mubarak Majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a sight when that just thought comes into your mind. Then think and you'll see for yourself how Iman is just now getting stronger and stronger, and the nur of Iman will penetrate the heart. And then Hazrat says, when a person comes to the Rauza-e-Pak, no matter who you are, outwardly in this world you might have some status, you might even be a king, you might be a minister, but whoever came at the Rauza-e-Pak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jo roza pe hadir salati huwe hai, to pindare zere wa zabar dekhte hai. That we have seen whoever, whichever king, whichever minister of any country, when he came right at the Rauza-e-Pak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his honor and status was zero. He forgot about everything else, and he realized, and a person, Allahu Akbar, who realized at one end, you are eager, what great love you want to go to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, that feeling of fear, that me, this most useless ummati, that is not honoring my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way I'm loving. That person goes, and this is Iman, bain al-khawfi wa raja. And then you hope, and like that Bedouin Hazrat explained, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu making salat and salam, a Bedouin comes and he begs to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make dua that Allah forgives us. If Allah ta'ala forgives us, through the barakat of the dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our work will get done. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam will get happy. Allah ta'ala, what he loves to forgive, Allah will get happy. And shaitan will be unhappy and destroyed. And oh Allah, if you don't forgive us, then what will be our condition? Shaitan, your enemy, will get happy. Our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be sad. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu hears this and he says, Ya Allah, we make the same plea to you. So we also all make the same plea that Allah ta'ala, out of His mercy, forgives us through the barakat of the dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Hazrat says, whoever you see coming to the Rauza-e-Pak, what correct iman and what correct not now coming out with our cell phones and taking selfies, but we realize we write in the company of our most beloved who have shown us our direction of life to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Jo jali pe salli ala keh rahe hain ye akhtar unhe shakm takhtar dekhte hain. Hazrat addressing himself and telling us that whoever we saw coming at the Rozai Park of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in whatever condition he might have been, but when you come in front of the Rozai Park of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you just see that tears are flowing from the eyes. And the friends of Allah, the tears are actually flowing from their heart. And they begging Allah Ta'ala, as Hazrat teaches us, one very great way to benefit, that say, Ya Allah, you are now pouring the most rahmat, more than all the waterfalls of the world. The most joshed rahmat is falling on the Mubarak dome of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You brought me so close to my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, if one, two splashes fall on me, my life will be changed. But we have to go with our buckets up the right side, not our hearts are upside down. And that is why Allah has made these Mubarak majalis. That come to these majalis and learn about the marifat and the greatness and the honor of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his beautiful life. Then a person, just by reciting durood, his life will change. And then what can be said when Allah grants us the honor to be present? Allah grant us out of his extreme mercy and kindness.